Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
John Patriot Town Hall highlights controversy over Camplex expansion and Gurley overpass proposals ahead of November ballot. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two ballot proposals up for a vote this November were the focus of a town hall meeting held Monday evening at the Open Door Church in Gillette. According to County 17, the event was organized by John Patriot of Northeast Wyoming and featured presentations on two of the three measures set for the November ballot, both of which would be funded by an additional 1% sales tax. The third measure, related to infrastructure and housing development in Wright, was not discussed. The first speaker, Campbell County Land Board member and County Commission candidate Jerry Means, gave an in-depth presentation on the proposal to expand facilities at Camplex. He stated that his goal was to educate voters rather than sway opinions. The plan, which carries an estimated cost of nearly $208 million, would include major upgrades like new jockey and paddock arenas for the racetrack, a hockey rink, and expanded event spaces. Despite the detailed designs, Means expressed his personal concern about additional taxes and inflation's impact on the community. Means said, "In our community right now, 80 to 90% of our community is struggling because of inflation. It wasn't something we brought on. It was something that our country brought on, and we're having to deal with it." Many features have already been cut to lower costs, but Means emphasized that voters will ultimately decide whether the project moves forward. The tax to fund the project would take about 10 years to generate, with part of the funding coming from a state loan. Following Means, Campbell County Planning Commission member Jack Clary and City Council Ward 2 candidate discussed the proposal to replace the Gurley Overpass. Though previous studies have recommended replacing the aging bridge, Clary and various audience members questioned the necessity of the project. Clary did acknowledge the importance of safety, stating that if there were immediate concerns, he'd support funding the replacement. The meeting ended with many in attendance expressing skepticism towards both proposals, with questions about costs and necessity dominating the discussion. Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan buys iconic Star Valley Ranch. In Star Valley, Wyoming, the picturesque Papa's Creek Ranch has reportedly been purchased by none other than Yellowstone creator Tyler Sheridan. According to Cowboy State Daily, the 179-acre property, nestled between the Salt River and Western Mountain Ranges, is a primary destination for both hunting and fishing enthusiasts, offering private access to two trophy trout streams, the Salt River and Papa's Creek. The ranch, which had been listed for $4.95 million, attracted multiple buyers before Sheridan reportedly secured it. Known for creating one-of-a-kind ranches, Sheridan owns several properties used as settings for his hit show Yellowstone. While there's no word yet on whether Papa's Creek Ranch will make an appearance in the series, its stunning natural beauty certainly makes it a possibility for future episodes. Yellowstone fans are eagerly awaiting the next chapter of the series as negotiations continue for a potential sixth season following Kevin Costner's exit. With Sheridan's continued success in upcoming projects, including a CIA drama starring Nicole Kidman and a Western series about legendary lawman Bass Reeves, it's clear the prolific creator isn't slowing down anytime soon. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.